What's up, guys? So I'm asking Alex, Sasha, and Leah what makes them happy. So first of all, if they're happy, and if so, what makes them happy? So first, Alex.
All right. Hi, I'm Alex. Yeah, I'm definitely happy today. And I think the two things that make me happiest, number one is music. That's really my passion. And then number two is helping people, because that's actually what helped me get past my depression. And so, yeah, that's just some of the things that make me the happiest.
Hi, my name is Sasha. I'm happy, sort of. I think definitely the thing that makes me the most happy is seeing people smile and being able to make people laugh and feel better.
Hi, my name's Leah. Gosh, am I happy? That's a loaded question. At this moment, I would say I'm pretty happy. I'm around people that I care about, minus one.
Whoa.
Guess which one is the joke. I think making people laugh makes me the happiest, aside from, my hobbies, like doing art. Basically. I'm the happiest when other people appreciate me, too. That's all.
Thanks.
That's awesome. That's awesome, you guys. So, and then another question is, all right, what do you think happens after you die?
That's a good one. That's a really heavily debated topic. I was always raised to believe, like, obviously in, like, the Christian ideals of heaven and hell. But I honestly don't know at the moment. I have a lot of questions myself, and so my belief just extends to the point of you go somewhere, but I have no idea where or for what reason.
I found a concept that I kind of thought was pretty good, and it was when you go to hell, you essentially are locked in this cage, and it's the moments that you decided to make bad decisions, like you hurt someone and you have to relive that moment over and over again, because that's kind of your karma that you get. I believe in heaven, and I feel like when you bury somebody, you know, respecting their grave and properly sealing it and things like that, that's definitely, like, I have a wide range of beliefs, so it's not just, like, you go to heaven or hell. But, I mean, I believe there's a limbo in between sometimes, maybe, because I believe in spirits and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Hi. I think that when we die, we decompose and there's darkness. And that's why living your life on Earth needs to be the most meaningful thing you can make it. I feel like the worst possible thing you could do is live a life with regrets. You know, live a life where obviously you're going to have some things that you're, like, hung up about, but at the end of the day, you know, mistakes shape you, who you are as a person, and, you know, pave the way for the rest of your life. And if you make the right mistakes, you know, it can change your life for the better. So I think the belief that there's nothing after death isn't as bleak as it sounds. I would like to think that, oh, I'm gonna reunite with, like, my dead parents or whatever in heaven. But do I want that? Do I think I'd like to see them after they're gone? I don't know about that one. But, you know, live your life on Earth the best you can. And I think that either in death, you'll be reincarnated as, like, cool mulch or a flower. Or worm bait. That's always nice. And the cycle of life continues, you know? Make your impact while you're still alive is my philosophy, considering, you know, life and death.
Nice. And what last question? What advice would you give to high schoolers?
Oh, that's a good one. My advice to a high schooler, as someone who's going to be graduating this year, you need to start planning for college as soon as you enter freshman year, because if you don't, there is a very high chance that your high school isn't really going to educate you on that matter. They're going to give you the knowledge you need to succeed in high school. Anything beyond that, you're going to have to prepare yourself. And waiting like I did until your senior year is not a good idea, and you're under pressure and a lot of deadlines, and it does not help your anxiety or your stress levels at all. So just start preparing as soon as you can, even if you feel underprepared, because you're going to feel even less prepared if you're in your senior year and you haven't done anything.
I feel like my advice would be don't get suspended. Like, I was suspended my sophomore year, and it was a really awful, awful time. And, you know, you just need to be wise about the people that you're around. A lot of the times, especially in high school, people are temporary, and you will only meet, like, maybe two friends that'll stick around for pretty much your entire life, but the people that you meet in high school are not going to be the only people that you're with for the rest of your life. So be careful who you hang out with. And it's not like, don't hang out with them because they do drugs. I mean, we all have our stupid things that we do. But just understand that even in that moment, if you feel like they're going to be for your forever person, don't always hold on to the expectation that people are going to stay, because a lot of times it doesn't happen, and when you're an adult, you realize these things. So just don't take what people have to say in high school too seriously, and don't force yourself to be somebody that you're not. And try not to screw up your classes, because after your sophomore year, your junior year matters a lot. And then once you get to your senior year, if you had messed up those previous years, you have so much work to do. So it's going to be a lot harder on you.
Absolutely. I definitely agree. This is coming from a senior who's not in the worst place, but not in the best place. I think your performance in high school, I definitely believe that your performance in high school really depends on what you want, you know? What do you want to do? What do you think is going to get you where you'd like to be? And also, your counselors, as much as I love school counselors, are sometimes full of shit. Listen to them, but they're sometimes full of shit. Sometimes they'll tell you that you need a foreign language to graduate, and you don't, and you take a foreign language, and you waste that time that you could have been using on, like, creative writing or something that you enjoy. Love that for me. I think another one of the big things is that a lot of people get wrapped up in drama. Oh my gosh, my biggest advice to you, please, God, please don't get wrapped up in drama. I know it's, like, super important to you, and, like, you care about, like, what your best friend's boyfriend's doing at the moment, and why he's saying horrible things about, like, another girl that's unrelated, or that, like, you care about the fallout that some guy had in, like, anime club the other day, dished your waifu or something. Go. It's not going to impact you in the long run. Take a break, you know, breathe. Step back. That's how high school fights start. And as entertaining as they are to watch, to be in, like, the middle of that situation, it's stressful. It's annoying. You don't want that. Don't try to change yourself for anybody. Everybody's going to be a critic about you. I mean, obviously, if there's enough people angry about you, maybe, you know, do some self-inventory. But, you know, try to take this time to figure yourself out. You're not going to have it figured out by senior year. If you look back at yourself and you don't see a lot of change, you might have done something wrong. Look, you should be able to look back at yourself freshman year and see so much growth and development and see a much better person than you were. God, my freshman year. All right. That's all.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Thank you for having us.